attend a City Community Dialogue Friday, October 4th, 1968. Topic, schools.
We were determining whether or not the city councilman would be here or any of the others. Seen the one from the county here?
The sheriff?
Well, oh yeah, the, I didn't mean sheriff.
We don't count.
County administration, though. So you don't count to you. Maybe someone will come in shortly. But in the meantime, we'll start with the minutes. Any reactions to the minutes? Corrections, modifications, comments, suggestions? Any other outside that wants to come in first? Didn't it join us this morning? If not, let's turn to the agenda. Well, I think the minutes indicated we would do a report this morning. I don't see it on the agenda. But I think we do a one report, or are we? Were you supposed to make a report today?
Yeah,
your committee. All right. Before we start exactly with number one on the agenda, I think we are to have a report today, maybe two reports. At least one I know. Jim, would you make your report, please?
Yes. There are a number of things occurred since our last meeting.
You mean your committee, your subcommittee?
Yes, a number of outside things have happened that I feel that if you will permit it or tolerate it, that should be brought to the attention of the group. Now, our assignment, as you know, and our report still remains a progress report. We haven't been able to come up with anything, been able to structure anything.
What was the assignment of your committee are you talking about?
Talking about the ad hoc committee dealing with the police review board. We have not been able to come up with anything other than dialogue within the committee of the feasibility of it, and I think what caused the delay primarily is a statement made by the chief of police, and also another element gave some concern was the editorial by Mr. Clayton Brace from the Cobo TV station. And on Wednesday morning, in the Wednesday morning paper, before our meeting at 12:30 Wednesday, in the morning paper, the chief issued a statement, and the heading is Police Review Board Plan Wrapped by Rose. And he attempts to make an attack on something that's not even organized, and stated his reasons for it, And this brought about a great deal of discussion within the committee as we, not discussion, but we reacted to it and felt that, in last night's paper, we had a statement in consultation with the press. The heading of it is Road Reaction to Review Unit Plan Criticized. Well, it was a criticism as such, because when you read the article, it won't state any specific criticism. It only stated that we felt that the chief was a bit premature in his statement to the press, because we had not finalized any type of structure for him to criticize. He was merely going on an assumption. Also, on last Friday, and this some of this you'll have to put it together, but in connection with the article last night, we discovered from talking to the news paper that there was pressure being put on the city council in connection with this thing, because Mr. Sam Lawson stated, well, I'll read the article. Police Chief O.J. Rhodes was premature in his reaction to the possibility of the Police Review Board, according to members of the City Community Interracial Dialogue Committee, studying such a board. Then they mentioned that the chairman of the study committee said the group met to discuss. Well, this is incorrect. See, the paper puts everything out of context. We didn't know anything about this. This was not on the agenda to discuss or criticize the chief's statement that he made in opposition to this thing. But the press puts it in this light. They said the group met to discuss Rhodes' criticism of the idea of a review board. Well, this is incorrect. We thought the chief was a bit premature in his reactions, because we have not formulated anything yet. I can sympathize with his position. Police everywhere feel they are being singled out as being one of the most critical areas of the city's problem. The minister said he will report to the dialogue today committee. He said the committee will continue to meet regularly until a proposal can be presented to the dialogue. And this person's here again is a power structure technique. They only mentioned two people being present at the committee meeting, and that was City Attorney Ed Butler and Police Lieutenant Don Davis were at the last meeting. City Councilman Sam Lofton said yesterday that he is not a member of the study committee and has never served on it. The minutes of the September 6th dialogue meeting listed him as a member. While I believe, and he's quoting Mr. Lawson, while I believe that one of the highest priorities for San Diego City government is the continued improvement of the police community relations, I have never advocated the establishment of a police review board, nor am I serving on any committee which is investigating the feasibility of such an organization. When you look at the articles and the statements that preceded his final statement, it shows that he had some involvement in the whole dialogue, but some type of pressure is being brought on him. This is an assumption of mine, has been brought on him by the by his colleague. Also, in connection with this particular article, on Friday after the dialogue meeting, Mr. Jack Welch issued a statement to the press and also stated that the city manager's office had informed the city council of some steps that were being taken to offset some of the one of the commitments in particular that was made by the city manager's office. Remember, last week this thing came up, and we made a position statement commending the chief for his forward look and step in bringing to the police department two more people that would be added to his staff for the purpose of establishing better community relations. But I would like to read Mr. Welch's statement, and I'll come back to what I said. Welch scores watered down police proposal. Creation of two new community relations positions in the police department equivalent to the rank of sergeant was criticized yesterday by Councilman Jack Welch as a sidestep and not a step forward. And for the sake, I want to express my profound dissatisfaction with the watered-down police sergeant promotion proposal, said Welch. He said the city's interracial dialogue had made a strong recommendation that the city take immediate steps to elevate two black policemen to the rank of sergeant. Welch said in a memorandum to city manager Walter Hahn, as I understand this so-called compromise, the police department and the civil service commission, which reportedly has given its approval, I ask that the city council establish two budget positions for community relations specialists with the pay but not the rank of sergeant, well said. While I feel very strongly that this involves a vitally important dual function, police relations with the community and assistance with sensitivity training among department personnel, I also feel that this proposed solution is a sidestep and not a step forward. The city manager, in response to the memo, issued a report to the city, to the mayor and the city council, in which he defended the proposal and that the new positions involve a compromise. We want to make clear that these two positions are not proposed as any compromise, the quote of the city, city manager. Nor were they suggested just to meet a demand by any groups in our community, Hahn said. It was the opinion of the city manager and the chief of police, who devoted considerable time and effort to study this problem, that the creation of the two positions would aid materially in the department's activities as they concern people of minority races. It is our opinion that it should enhance the police department's communications and bring to the chief's office in a direct fashion an interpretation of the minority community problem, and this in turn will permit a more meaningful level of service in these critical areas of the community. And besides Mr. Welch's article, the statement is here that we made here in the community dialogue. This was the Friday following the dialogue meeting.
He's going to get back now to the...
Get back now to the editorial, which is dealing with the same thing that we were sent out to do. This committee was a direct result of the continued request from not only blacks but browns and whites as well, that there is a need some type of added redress as far as, and we were dealing with police, as far as the police department is concerned. As a result, this committee was organized to go out and try to bring in some type of structure. As Ford stated, we have not reached the point of any type of organized structure for any type of citizens' redress. A number of things came into the equation. We talked about extending or broadening our scope, not only to include the police department, but to include the whole structure of city government and employment practices. Now, Mr. Brace presents here in his editorial The same thing that, the same report that Lieutenant Davis gave to the community dialogue dealing with some statistics on the police department's activities for the past 15 months. And appreciate, first of all, Mr. Brace's concern. Heretofore, we haven't had the concern of Mr. Brace. We've only had the concern of Mr. Hal Keene. And now we have the concern of the other television magnate in our city. The one that I had been hoping that we would get because it speaks the voice of the power structure and the aristocracy of the city, Kogo does. I also feel that if Mr. Brace is going to go into the business of editorials and molding public sentiment to offset things that are being discussed in the city by people who are concerned about the forward motion of the city, that he or some of his close associates should be directly affiliated with the dialogue group and in interviews, because we have not had any interview from anything other than one concern when we first started talking about the police review board from the Kogo station. But he was in direct contact with the police department in this matter of the police review board. And he gives, and he, in a number of editorials, the dates were Tuesday the 1st of October, 5:30 and 11:30. On the radio, Tuesday, October 1st, 4:35, 7:05, and 11:05. Wednesday the 2nd, 7:35 and a.m. and 10:05 a.m.
May I just stop you just for a second?
Yes.
In your committee, did you consider this editorial as part of your committee's work as such? And do you have a written report just on the committee for us today first?
Yes. An answer to your first question, this the editorial came up in the meeting, but in the absence of the facts that were stated in the editorial, we did not proceed any farther. We just mentioned it in passing. We have a written report.
But as long as you're going to, I suppose.
I think I'll come out at the,
all right,
at
all
the
right.
end, but as I said, there were a number of things that that happened in the past 2 weeks, and we feel that they were the that they are reactions to the to our proposed assignment.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and I'll get clear here in a minute.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get clear myself because
right.
with the articles appearing in the newspaper, with the editorials on the television, when we haven't actually, when no one is aware of what we are doing because we haven't done anything.
Right.
This is what I'm saying, that they're criticizing something. This is why I made the statement last evening that the chief is a bit premature in his criticism because there's nothing for him to criticize other than what we have said here in the dialogue. But the committee, we've met three times. And we haven't come up with anything other than a progress report because the climate is not conducive. We run into dialogue within the committee when our function is only to bring back something for the dialogue to discuss. But we haven't reached that point yet.
All right.
And now the chief and along, not only the chief, but the Kogo station. And I said, beyond a shadow of a doubt, who speaks for the power structure of the city,
they have gone forth in molding public sentiment. Now, I made the statement to the committee when we first met that I thought our first job before we would issue any type of structure, anything, is that we should go to the public. I made this statement because I foresaw that that something was going to happen. And immediately after I made the statement, the next two or three days, the chief came out with the article.
You're going to come out somewhere, I suppose, with the subject. So we'll listen to you a couple more minutes.
I don't know what you want to hear now. But the only thing I come out with in the report, and then maybe we get this other thing later. The only thing on the report is that we have a progress report that our study to bring back to the dialogue. Our assignment versus dialogue is still under study. Now that would be the report that I would have. I mean, that's our report. And I think you have a copy of it.
No, I don't. But I suppose
we have one for you. Mr. Copeland, who is the vice chairman of our committee group, has something to add.
All right.
I feel really that there is more that must be reported. We have met three times. Our last meeting was this last Wednesday on October 2nd. The previous meeting was on September 26th. I suppose that perhaps my statement is more or less in the way of a minority report, because that is the point where I find myself repeatedly, it seems, in the committee sessions. However, as I understood it, our charge in this ad hoc committee was to consider ways in which a police review board might be structured. Not really to evaluate whether one was needed or in order or not, but to try to draw up a structure. In our first meeting somewhat, and especially in our second meeting, we gave quite a bit of discussion to really whether or not one was in order. We had a number of reports from the police as to the six specific points why one was not appropriate. At that session, some members of the committee seemed to feel that instead of concentrating on a police review board, which I felt was our specific charge, that we should create some type of a larger omnibus review team to look at all government activities in the city and the county. Police department, welfare department, any office. And I feel that this really was not our charge. I still feel that it was not our charge. I also feel that a committee of this nature, I really feel that some members on the committee are using this as a diversion tactic, because they feel that such an undertaking would be doomed to failure from the outset. But nevertheless, I feel that this is not what the committee was charged to do. However, the majority vote of the committee was that we should develop some type of a committee that would be able to review all types of government operations within city and county and accept complaints from citizens and investigate the complaints and then make some sort of a report and act in an advisory capacity. So I feel that in our three sessions, essentially what we have done is diverted from our original stated goal of developing a police review board to developing some type of a review board for all city and county government operations. And that's about where we are at the present time.
Is this point, these points being thrashed out in the committee so that we don't have to handle it here?
Well, I would say that the part about having a large committee to look at all types of government operations has been decided, that the majority vote of the committee has been that this is what they should do rather than concentrating on police activities. They have some valid points, I believe, and taking this approach, that is, they feel that that the police department would be more receptive to the reports and the findings of a board that was including all types of government functions and not zero it specifically on the police. And I feel that that is a valid point in the favor of those who have decided that this is the type of the type of a committee that should be set up. However, one of the questions that I continue to have is, was this what we were charged by the overall dialogue group to do?
No. And Mr. Chairman, as the chairman, I repeatedly stated, I agree with what Glenn is saying. I repeatedly stated that our assignment, the chairman is sort of hampered in a meeting when it comes to a vote. All he can do is carry the motion. And I don't know. I thought we a minority report is always in order, and that's considered a minority report. It's most unlikely that a chairman will never bring out a minority report from a committee that he can, but any other member can do so. And now that the report, and now that it has been stated, this is our hang-up in the committee. We are trying to make sense to ourselves the feasibility of a police review board. We are trying to say, well, now, we are saddled with the responsibility, and this was our specific assignment. All other matters that come before are purely irrelevant. To use your term, and the only thing that we have is the police review board structure to bring back to the dialogue and let them decide, let the people who set us out decide whether it is the thing that we should have, if it's the thing, or if the other's the thing. Certainly we went into the whole idea of saying that we should, I think I mentioned that in the committee meeting we talked about broadening the scope, and this is an invasive tactic. I would assume, I believe myself, it is in order to keep from bringing back the assignment. But as a chairman, I can't do anything other than chair the meeting.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I'm a member of that committee. I missed the last two meetings, so I'm therefore not involved, and I don't know who's on what side and anything. But I would like to make a motion that this body re-instruct the committee to confine its discussion to the police review board, which was what it was asked to do.
Chairman.
And with in mind, keeping in mind the fact that to undertake a broad thing so much as to review the whole governmental structure is out of the question for a committee of this size and of this limited capability. Therefore, the motion's already made.
Mr. Chairman, first of all, second, could Mr. Williams be a part of the dialogue and not a sideline spectator? Would you come to the table, Mr. Williams?
A motion before the House.
Did you second that?
Yes.
It's been moved and seconded that this body recharge the committee to draw up a structure for a review board. Is that essentially cutting right at what you said?
Right.
And not to cover all of the areas as
right.
mentioned.
Right.
And it's been seconded. Question, discussion?
Also, being a member of this committee, and one of the thieves that has fallen out from some of the other thieves from the committee, I don't recall, and I don't recall that our instruction was so precisely limited. My recollection is that we were charged, and there was discussion about the name and whether it ought to be directed specifically to the police or whether it ought to be more generally stated. That discussion took place at the meeting in which the motion was made. I was a part of that discussion. I ended up on the committee, and I did not feel that we were so limited in our charge. that our function was to prepare an administrative structure proposal for dealing with this problem. Now, if it happens to deal with the problem in its broader aspects as well, it doesn't seem to me that it has anything to do with whether we are discharging our responsibilities properly or not. We're not dealing with racism in one segment of society. We're dealing with the problems of racism. And it just happens that in case of the police, the aggravation may be more intense and the need for this may be greater. But I can tell you, sitting around this table and dealing with the city and other governmental structures, that the problem of racism isn't limited to the police department, that it permeates all of government, and that everybody who works for government or who can't work for government or who can't get proper service out of government is affected by racism from top to bottom. And it's needed in that area as well as with the police department. There's also a practical consideration, and that is if we create something, we want it to have a chance to work. And let's face it, the police department are going to fight it tooth and nail if we select them out of the rest of society and say, you're the boys we're going to work on and you're the only ones we're going to work on. If you want their cooperation, whatever little you may get, I think you better look at the total problem and have it recognized that they are merely a part, maybe a very aggravated part, but a part of the total problem. And there's no reason we cannot construct a procedure and an administrative proposal that will deal with the whole of government, of which this is a part, and it can be dealt with just as effectively with this, with a section of this agency or whatever the process is, directed to the police department. But by gosh, there'll be something else directed to the rest of the departments too.
Right. Another hand, discussion on discussion.
I think one of the reasons, in my opinion, is that it's stretched out is because so many of the Mexican Americans live in the county, and they would be affected by having the sheriff included in this. And if we, you know, kept it to the police review board, just city police. What about the other citizens that are affected by police? Only we give them another name.
Okay.
Sheriff.
Discussion's going on.
Philosophically, I agree with the judge that there are many areas that need consideration. From a practical and pragmatic standpoint, I think that we have to break these down into manageable pieces. This has been part of our dialogue within the committee. Within the ad hoc committee, do we attempt to tackle all problems at one time, or do we take it a step at a time where hopefully we can have manageable pieces? I also agree with Estelle and her point that if it is going to be a quote review board, unquote, to look at police matters, that perhaps state law enforcement rather than simply police might be more appropriate. But I would see whether it is San Diego City Police or law enforcement that if a workable model could be set up for one, could be expanded to include the others.
All right. Further discussion on?
Well, the thesis that you want to do something that is workable, of course, that's debatable, which is the most workable. If you have opposition for one that you've limited to because it's simpler to do, and then it is, there's no cooperation with that, then it's not workable. But where is this business of dealing with a big problem in little doses? It's about time we started thinking about the enormity of the problem and the fact that it cuts across the entire community, and think of it in those terms and deal with it in those terms. We're not going to aspirin this problem of racism and deal with a headache over here and cure anything and solve anything. We've got to deal with it in its broader perspective, and the moment you think of this area only, it seems to me you're denying the real problem. You're denying what causes this over, and you're again doing the very thing we are complaining about, and you're dealing with effects and not causes. And you're dealing with the effects in too limited a perspective.
Call for the question, Mr. Chairman.
I saw one hand up before you did.
Sure.
I have to recognize
that. Yeah, I'm just calling for the question.
Okay, it seems to me that the CIC overall is dealing with what the judge is talking about. And I don't think the majority of people here would disagree at all with him. But there is a difference. You, for example, met with the steering committee of the Urban Coalition last week. And I'm sure that racism within the community was part of this discussion. And there's a difference between meeting with the steering committee and meeting with the Law and Justice Task Force. And as I understood the charge, it was more related to the Law and Justice Task Force. And maybe we need also to set something up to deal at the broader level, but I really think we've got to differentiate it here.
All right, the question's been called for. Let's restate the motion. It is that this body recharge the committee to draw up a structure dealing with police and the police review board. That was the motion, as opposed to dealing with other matters throughout government.
That wasn't the motion. I mean, that's the assumption. The motion is just what you stated.
That this body recharged the committee to draw up a structure dealing only with
police
review
board. Yeah, that was the motion. Yeah.
All in favor of of the motion? Let it be known by lifted hand. Thank you. All against the motion as stated. May I see the hands of those dialoguers? May I call for that count again, please? Of those that are here to dialogue, and you know who you are, may I see the hands of those who are in favor of the motion? The motion is that we recharge the committee to draw up a structure for police review.
Only,
that's right. As opposed to these broad areas that part the other part. All in favor of the motion as stated, may I see your hands again? The dialogue is here, please. All right, those in favor of they're not in favor of the motion. Opposed to it, raise your hand, please. The motion carries. The committee is charged to draw up a structure as a police review board only, as originally charged. Ed, but
only a point of order, if you'd indulge me a few minutes, Carol. With the exception of the judiciary here, I seem to be the last survivor of the elected officials who started coming to the dialogue, and indeed I seem to be, one or two other exceptions, the last survivor of any administrative official of governmental agencies. I feel I want to make a statement to the dialogue here, which is as follows. The recent publicity given to discussions concerning the establishment of a police review board through efforts of the city community dialogue require that my participation in the dialogue and my position as such a board be clarified. The dialogue of which I have been a participant since its inception is a unique approach in opening up lines of communication between minority groups in San Diego and elective and appointed public officials. The dialogue, through vigorous and bitter verbal exchange, seeks to bring awareness to both groups of their respective perceptions of problems affecting the city. Now, law enforcement at all levels, commencing with the officer in the patrol car all the way through the city attorney, the district attorney, and the courts themselves, has been a favorite target for those at the meetings who occasionally prefer the monologue. And stated differently, you've heard a great deal about our shortcomings in law enforcement. Now, I participated in the dialogue and propose to continue to do so, even though it's done at some risk. A public misunderstanding as to my positions on various matters reviewed before the dialogue. Now, my presence on the ad hoc committee to review procedures does not constitute my endorsement of those procedures or of a police review board, nor does the presence of police representatives at these meetings constitute their endorsement of any proposals. The dialogue was conceived as a forum through which viewpoints and opinions could be freely expressed to the end that all of us would develop better understanding of our attitudes and our approaches to solutions of problems between minority groups and government itself. To the extent that the dialogue departs from that interchange, then participation by responsible officials must necessarily lessen. And I suggest to you that the diminution in the participation by responsible officials, coming down to one, that statement. Now, the dialogue does not speak for me or for my office as city attorney on any positions it may choose to take. In my presence at these meetings or any committee meeting is not an endorsement of any conclusions that may be reached. Now, the chief of police has made crystal clear his opposition to the establishment of a police review board. Now, in the tradition of this dialogue, I would expect that out of further discussions on the subject would develop an awareness in the part of the minority community of the substantial legal, procedural, and policy difficulties involved in the concept of a police review board. It's here the dialogue best fulfills its function, to explore the attitudes of groups within the city and come to a better understanding of the perception of the problems by these groups. And out of that understanding, to develop a solution accommodating divergent viewpoints which represent workable compromises. And this is, after all, in the position of citizen representative government. Now, I make that statement so it's crystal clear that I intend to continue to sit here and I intend to continue to participate in these dialogues in that larger sense. But neither you nor any decision or vote taken by this group commits me or my office to any position that's being taken. And I've noticed this past week here, the newspapers are very fond of saying City Attorney Ed Butler and Lieutenant Don Davis attending these meetings, which we have, the inference being to the community at large that our presence there is an endorsement of these concepts. And if there is any media here today, I want them to take that message back to whomever they report to. And further, if you've now made clear that this ad hoc committee is narrowly to be limited to the development of procedures for a police review board, as I think most of you conceive a police review board to be, I'd have to state frankly to you that I wouldn't be able really to participate in any valuable extent to you on that, because I am persuaded that if you're thinking of a police review board as being a legally constituted body created by ordinance of the city council, then it's our opinion in our office that it's an illegal and an invalid a piece of legislation, even assuming that politically it would be feasible. And I would again state that while we had this charge of the ad hoc committee as an after-the-fact thing, it's my view now, in hindsight, that the dialogue best fulfills its function as a dialogue to explore the attitudes of the police and of governmental agencies toward the creation of this board, to the end that you and the community generally has the opportunity to get the other side of this story. Now, the chief put together a position paper here, which was noted in the newspaper the other day, called an informational bulletin concerning police review boards. It's a statement of a position as to which I'm sure many of you will violently disagree, but it's a statement of a position. And I would hope and expect that the dialogue would explore, develop, and debate these issues once again in the interest of a better public understanding of what's involved, rather than committing us in advance to some concept which is foredoomed to failure at the outset. Thank you for the opportunity.
Mr. Chairman, I'll next react.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Butler has referred to an informational bulletin that Chief Rhodes has put out. Perhaps before Mr. Oxley reacts, I could read this. It's rather lengthy, but it does, again, express his and the entire police department's views on police review.
Well, I don't think we're at that point yet, Don. Frank, it's for you to read it yet. It may be shortly, but I don't think we're at the point of your reading it yet. Let's look at what Ed said. He said a lot of important things in there. One of them is a function of this dialogue to explore the chief's position as a vehicle for further understanding him. That's one of the things Ed pointed out. But before we start with that, let's have some other reaction.
Mr. Chairman, it would appear to me, excuse me, please, procedural question.
I wanted to ask a point of clarification.
Point of clarification.
Love the statement. I'm confused as to whether you're talking about the ad hoc committee when you talk about the function that you think it should be served, or are you talking about the dialogue? Because it seems in Leon Williams' motion that the ad hoc that we voted on just now, what I thought we were voting on was that the ad hoc committee would come forth with a concrete format so that from now on the dialogue would know what we're talking about when we say police review board. Because we just throw those words out and it doesn't mean anything. The chief already responded and the chairman of the ad hoc committee says he doesn't know what the police review board is either. So it seems to me that you have a real function on this committee trying to hammer out something that we can't be talking about. I don't think you ought to withdraw something.
You've now handcuffed us to a concept and approach
which
in
has no meaning.
Terms.
Which has no meaning. Yeah. It's just some words. So you give it meaning.
Well, I'm trying to say to you that if you give this ad hoc committee this charge, then you've destroyed whatever freedom that the committee may have further to explore and develop the concept of a board in its larger sense.
That's what you were trying to do.
No. You've had a minority report which suggested that the committee emerge with a broader perspective that looks, as Judge Lindsay so eloquently put it, at the larger picture here, that it's not only the police that are involved, it's all of us involved. And he is suggesting that an approach to it might well be the consideration by the dialogue of this larger thing. Now, if you forestall and foreclose and prohibit any inquiry into this area, it is not an interesting exercise.
I'm still not clear, Mr. Chairman, because what you're talking about now is the function of this dialogue, and we have not limited the function of this dialogue.
But you have the committee.
We assign a committee a specific function, define for us what a police review board is. And furthermore, in answer to Mr. Cohn's objection, a police review board could be formulated, it seems to me, that would have to do with the entire police function, not just the city police department.
But it's part of the city attorney function. We play an important role.
Law enforcement.
But as you see, if you so narrowly restrict us here, I cannot participate in a thing that will not be a meaningful exercise for me because the background I have of whatever expertise I may have is totally useless to you. And I'm simply not able to afford the time in a useless exercise.
Yes, I'd like to. I think maybe what I had in mind wasn't clear, and maybe because I missed a couple of dialogues, I don't understand maybe something that went on. But I didn't. My motion wasn't intended to limit the freedom of the group to explore, but only to limit it to bring back to this dialogue something about a police review board. Because if you undertake to evaluate the whole government, I mean, that's what the dialogue is doing. Well, we're trying to talk about racism as it affects us up and down the whole structure.
What?
But we made a subcommittee to look at the police situation. There may be another one to look at the welfare department or something else, which would be a manageable type thing. It seems to me, this is what I was directing the thing to.
Why don't you wait and let us come back with a report and a recommendation and some conclusions before you prejudge the result of the committee and all you've heard is a progress report and one minority expression. That's all. It's not a smart way to go about the exploration.
Jim, you were about to say.
Well, I have to agree with you. You see, by the same token that you prejudge the committee, the same token that committee members, as the minority report stated, that first of all, they have pre-concluded that there is no need and we cannot have a police review board, as the Senator so eloquently stated in his statement. That by all legal technicalities, as far as he was concerned, you could not have a police review board. I think that's what he read. And in substance, not in word, but in substance. And I'm not a legal man, I'm a layman. And I thought that the legal minds were put on the committee to give us some legal advice, whether they went along with it or not. Legal advice, whether they were in favor or against a review board. I don't think it was concluded that any of us on the committee was for or against. It was stated by the group here that there was a need, that they felt it was a need for some type of citizen's redress dealing with police brutality. Now, all of the articles, the article of Mr. Brace, is heading is brutality, police brutality. So now, I've about reached this conclusion, Mr. Chairman, is that, as someone stated 3 or 4 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, that we had just about reached the point of useness of the dialogue. The only members present is the city attorney, Judge Lindsay, and Lieutenant Davis, who is connected with the people that said they wanted an understanding of the problems that the minorities in particular were concerned with. And now we have lost the a city attorney.
You ain't lost me.
He can't function due to social pressure and misunderstanding of press quotations that his services are limited only to the table here. That he can't function with any measure of constructiveness on any committee dealing with these matters. I mean, this is what the statement said. Now, if we're going to be talking to ourselves, working with ourselves, I think that the problems that the city thought they had, they're all solved. And we can go on back this is my assumption. This is my conclusion. And that we go on back to our various communities and start doing the things that we feel would be necessary for change. Now, whatever they are, I think we'll reach that point. We've talked here for 2 years. The reason we came here, as I've stated a number of times, the reason we came here because the mayor was afraid that it would be some type of violent outburst in Southeast San Diego. So he called all of us in, and we've been talking ever since. We haven't had any violence in the community. I don't foresee any violence. But I do see the lines of communication that we had, they have been broken down. Because no one is here that can affect change. They can even sit down and talk to us about any change in any constructive way. We have no, as you call them, big boys here. And the judge said the little boys are here to carry back the message. I don't know how the message, I don't know how they carry it back, but I know that there is a complacency that wasn't here when we first sat around this table. People were concerned about what was going on. Now, I've just about reached that point. I've spent a lot of time, maybe it wasn't necessary, but I've spent a lot of time trying to give whatever information I could and help in any area that I could to see that we have a city that people were able to understand each other and their problems, not in a sympathetic way. You can sympathize with a person and watch him bleed to death. But in a way where you can stop the blood from trickling. But now we have come to this point where I feel that we can just forget about it. Throw it open to every man get his hold, and the man with the best hold win. So the way I see it.
All right, go on with this. You made me an important point here. Blart?
You know, Mr. Chairman, I actually forgot what I wanted to say. But I will say this, that I thought primarily we were here to discuss racism. And since we are here to discuss racism, we can find that we have a racist society. It has been clearly defined by our elected officials failing not to be here because those persons who elected them are racist. And they can't afford. I think this is what I'm hearing in Mr. Butler's statement. He cannot afford. It's not politically feasible for him to be a part of such an organization. That's what he said, really. And a little man like me can understand that. That this is what's happening. Somewhere, pressure has been applied. Somewhere. Let's bring it down to nitty-gritty. Somebody has applied pressure. Who this person or these persons are, I don't know. But it's evident that the pressure has been applied. And I submit, Mr. Chairman, that very possibly we are not going to accomplish too much here. We hopeful that we would. You know, we have elected officials. This, to me, was a dream in the first place, you know, that here we have elected officials coming to discuss the problems of the entire city. And I like to ask a question, and it might seem a radical question, but I think it's necessary. Do you, Mr. Butler, and all the elected officials want to fight? I think it's a question of validity.
They want to fight what boom and what ground and what issue?
Do you feel that you want to come here and intelligently flesh out the problems of the city of San Diego, or do you still want to sidetrack main issues and ignite what possibly could be a total holocaust in San Diego? Do you feel that you have all of the answers and that we don't have any answers and that our feelings are not necessarily valid? We got to stop listening to you but sit down together and talk to each other. And that's what I thought this thing was all about.
You stated it very well. That's the entire purpose of this dialogue, is to get these viewpoints on the table.
But you're not here.
Kick them around. I've been here every meeting.
I'm not talking about you per se.
Well, you just addressed the question to me. And once again, the risk of misunderstanding in any statement anybody makes here is substantial. I accept the risk and continue to do so. Now, the dialogue is intended to put these issues on the table and kick them around, and it's a two-way street. You happen to think, and a number of people in this room think, a police review board is the end and all and the entry into the land of promise. I'm suggesting to you, as the judge has suggested to you, it's only a small part, an aggravated part, but a part of a total problem. And I don't see why you foreclose yourself and close your own mind and decline to debate the issue with people that have another perception of it. My only observation is this dialogue is an enormous opportunity. And I personally am grateful to Carol and to Donna Salk and to others for making it possible to open my mind. But you're closing your own. You're closing your mind to the perception of the chief.
Mr. Chairman, your mind is not closed.
And you're closing your minds to the attitudes of other segments of this community. And all I'm saying is that the dialogue is a valuable instrument. It's a marvelous forum to bring these things up. And I'm not afraid to take a position on it.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to react to that. My mind is not closed. I have never made a statement, no statement about police review boards pro or con, number one. But I am interested in the problems, the toll problems, like Judge Lindsey, he said so eloquently put it. I am interested in the toll problems of San Diego. But I do know that I am 39 years old, and I've been dealing with you 39 years, and my mind can't possibly be closed to you. Because I know you have been my problem. Not you, Ed Butler, but you, white man, have been my problem. I know this. You don't have to tell me. I lived it. And I'm saying that after 39 years, baby, I'm tired of it, and I want to see what we can do constructively. But I also have another responsibility, and that's to my family and to my own manhood.
Now, yes, I wanted to say first, this is just an aside, and I think you were a bit unfair to say that, if you were including me particularly, I don't know about the other people, to say that thinking that the police review board would end, that the police review board would end, you know, like the Nirvana. That's not in my mind in the slides, because I know better. And I think that what the judge said is beautiful about dealing with racism up and down the whole society. But I think that the crux of the matter is that you can't, as Glenn said, you can't do it. To use a crude analogy, if you're going to build your house, you start somewhere. You know, if you're going to repair your old house, it's kind of falling down, you know, racism is. You start someplace. You know, you reconstruct the foundation, then you rebuild the kitchen and something like that, because you have to do things in some kind of sequential order, some kind of manageable thing. And so my feeling about this is that the police, this is the front line of society. This is where people make their contact. This is the point of irritation. So if you're going to start to relieve the pressure, it seems to me no better place to start than there, to create this kind of consciousness in the police. And I don't see that we should back away from this because, you know, for instance, you fight for freedom. You know, we've always said eternal vigilance is the price of freedom, and men put down their lives, right, for their freedom. It seems to me that public officials can take some risks. You know, it's worth it to take a risk to do something that's worthwhile for your society.
Yeah.
If it means that you risk some votes someplace, I don't know where they are, it's all right to take that risk, because some men are right now being shot to death in Vietnam. They're not city attorney. They're not, you know, they're just little guys. They're being shot to death for our right to do this kind of thing. And I think we ought to make that worthwhile by taking some risks right here in society. And I think even if the police are not in favor of it, we ought to take the risk of trying to do something about it.
Let me refocus the thing now. I now ask you to reconsider the motion that this dialogue adopted, which narrowly restricted the ad hoc committee to a particular viewpoint of a police review board. And I ask you to reconsider and vote that thing down. Let us return to the task of studying this, massaging it, to the end that we can bring back to you what seems to be a consensus of our viewpoint on this, then kick it in the teeth. That's all I'm asking you to do, and that's the whole point of the discussion, and political courage and otherwise is beside the mark.
Let me get out one of the bags immediately. We'll be in 10 others, but we can get out one. The one that we can get out is that of recharging the committee. It has its charge. That committee is composed of a limited number of people. It was hung up, and so I came back to here. You may get hung up again on it. It should be the function of that little committee to do the same thing we're doing here again, and should it get hung up in terms of, let me say, it can't do that after discussion there, then again it should reevaluate and bring it back as far as that particular charge is concerned and the function of that subcommittee. You follow me administratively, I'm talking about, procedural wise. You take the charge back and now say we've been charged to do this, and again you go back in, because recharging you does not mean that each now can function without reconsidering its feelings and so on. In that committee, you go back into some kind of discussion of where you're going in terms of that charge. If you can't go anyplace, you'll have to come back here anyway. You still have the charge, I'm saying, and if you're still hung up, come back here and let us know where to go from there with regard to the charge. That does not at all speak to the other important issues that have been brought up, to the concept that has been brought up. That doesn't speak to any of these other issues. It only speaks to a procedural matter with regard to that subcommittee. Art.
I had two comments I wanted to make here, perhaps three. Part of it is tying with what you were saying, Judge. I don't think that the review board is an end-all myself. I think that parallel might be drawn to somebody who's been in one heck of an automobile accident and they've gone to the hospital, and they may leave a broken bone and set it a week later because they got to deal with other things that are hurting more. You start where the crisis is, and this is where the crisis is. And Ed, I'm just a little shocked that you would prejudge in advance that anything that this committee would come up with would be illegal. I didn't know that the legal profession operated that way. I thought they waited until they saw what was laid before them before they judged. Then in terms of the dialogue with the statement for the chief, this would be a real tremendous thing. We'd love to do it. If somebody could get him here, we don't even know what he looks like here. Some of us, again, are just a little disappointed that he apparently is so insensitive to what some of us feel to be his responsibility to the community and to this group, so that he feels that it's perfectly legitimate for him to just ignore us and pretend we don't exist. Either he cares what happens or he doesn't care. And so far as this group is concerned, we have the feeling he just doesn't give a damn.
I want to direct myself to something you said before I get too far away. The first time I heard you engage in sophistry, and what you had to say was pure sophistry. It's impossible for us to do what you said as a subcommittee. You have charged us to limit ourselves to a certain field, and now you tell us to go back and don't limit us to it, I feel, but think of something else and come back and say, I'm sorry, we can't limit us as you charged us, and please charge us again. And then you charge us again to limit ourselves, and we go back and we struggle with that some more.
Didn't mean it that way.
Well, that's what you said. That's precisely what you said. The motion has been made and passed, and I suppose it's a fait accompli. But what you have done is to fail to recognize what you've been talking about for 2 years, and that is that the problems of society aren't limited to any one or any group of people. Now, I'm not saying that this subcommittee should come up with the final solution to the problems of racism in society. It can't do that. It's going to have to deal with one segment of it. But why does it have to deal with a segment of a segment? Why does it have to limit itself to part of something which cannot be compartmentalized? Now, I'm not certain that I would agree with Ed Butler's legal conclusion that it can't be done, that it's not legal to do it. I would advise my brethren who are not legal-minded that this is precisely, however, what the legal mind does. You look at something in advance, and if you have studied the structure of the law and the letter of the law and perhaps the spirit of the law, and you conclude that what you're charged to do can't be done, you don't waste your time trying to do it. I don't agree that it can't be done, but I have read since the last time we met the city charter pretty carefully and the structure of the police department and who has the responsibility for reviewing the conduct and activities of employees. There is review structure in the charter. It's just not been properly utilized. We ought to have the city personnel director sitting in here because he has the authority to do everything we're talking about. It's in the charter. It's spelled out in the charter. He can do every bit of it. And we ought to have him here.
His boss is here.
Hmm?
His boss is here.
His boss is here?
Me.
Okay. All right. You bring him in. No, no.
Nobody.
No, no. No, no, no. The charter doesn't vest it in her. The charter doesn't vest it in her. It vested in the director of personnel.
But she can get it right.
This is what makes lawsuits. He's in a better position, however, than I am.
This has happened, if I may say this in response to you, this has happened in other situations. And I can remember a very famous one some years ago where there was problems in the dog pound of all places, personnel problems, where we had a complaint was brought by an employee about the administrative actions of the head of the dog pound. I personally, it was under the police department, because when the health department went to the county, they had no place to put the dog pound, so they put it there. And I went down, I talked to the deputy chief of police, and he said, oh, there's no problem, everything's under control. We went into this, our commission spent 28 hours sitting as a hearing body, and ended up with the dismissal of the animal regulation director. That's a fancy name for the head dog catcher. And so it does work, but somebody has got to go to the right place to start it working.
I hadn't finished my remarks. I yielded for a moment to.
I'm sorry.
There is no way, however, that we can structure, in my opinion, a police review board without involving the rest of the structure of city government. The police department is what it is, not because we have a certain police chief. The police department is what it is, whatever it is because we have an overall policy in city government. The police department is what it is because the city manager's office allows it to be what it is, whatever it is. Now, it doesn't do any good to sit back and have a structure for reviewing the police department per se, and have those who have authority over it operating independently of it, setting policies independently, making the function of a limited police review board.
Let me interrupt and tell you why.
What
you're saying now is what should come back in your recommendation. That's what
you have said. Don't do that.
That's what we have already done. No. That's what we're trying to say here. That is not what they have said. That is what the charge means. It means this group looks at that total concept, and part of that concept is precisely what you just said.
Well, please let us do that and get rid of the motion you just passed.
Mr. Chairman, I made the motion, and in view of the, as a matter of fact, when the question was called for, I thought it was hasty because I thought we needed more discussion on it. So I therefore make a motion to rescind the prior motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion.
He just made a motion, Mr. Millard.
Well, I second his motion. For the sake of moving on.
Been moved and seconded that we rescind the original motion made by Mr. Williams.
Question? Question's been called for.
All in favor of rescinding the original motion, which is this motion, let it be known by the hands up, please.
You mean we can't discuss this motion?
Ray, I said discussion. He called for the question. You got discussion?
Sure,
I
got discussion.
Did you mention?
I got discussion.
I thought you were voting. No, I did too. I thought he was voting too. All right, the chair will. And I thought he was hand up for motion. Was your hand up for discussion too?
No. Let's get on with it. I think we've got important things to cover. Just wipe the slate clear. Let us go back and do the thing we started off to do, I thought, intelligently, and get on with the agenda.
Discussion, Tom. Yeah, I got discussion. Quickly. I'm a little dismayed that all at once we're in such a big hurry. We've been here 2 years and we ain't been in that big hurry before. And get on with what we're going to do when we get on. But back to the question, Byron. It seems to me that the thing that's happening here is you have been given a limited charge and you are resisting the idea that this dialogue reserves to itself the power to discuss what you want to come back with. All we told you to do, if I understood the motion, all we told you to do is define for us what a police review board is. Then we will decide whether we're in favor of it or not, and we will decide how that fits in with other boards. We might come up with a board to review Ed Butler or something before we get through with it.
Only then now,
will you do this limited specific job, report back to us, and let us, the dialogue, let us take it from there. But you seem to be saying, I will have nothing to do with it unless you let me say, as a committee, I'll have nothing to do with it unless you let me say what the whole picture ought to be. We reserve that right to ourselves. And we gave you a specific charge. Define for us what a points review board would be.
No, I am not taking my ball and bat and running home. If that is what the committee is charged with, and I'm on the committee that's charged that limited way, that's what I will do. But I'm saying my mind doesn't operate in these little channels. I don't like to think in these little channels. I like to think of the problem that exists, and I like to deal with the problem that exists, and I don't like to play with tinker toys. And that's all we've been doing, is playing with tinker toys. We've been building a part of a little machine, and we're forgetting the whole structure. Now, I'll do that. I used to play with tinker toys, and I know how to do it. But what I come back with, what I recommend, what comes out of it will not be meaningful to me, and then I have to come back here as a part of the dialogue and start taking apart what we bring back here that we put together in the committee. I think you should not limit the committee that much. Now, maybe if you don't limit the committee, maybe it'll come back with a limited report. But if you limit the committee, it can't come back with what it might come back with.
Mark.
Carol, I voted for the original motion against it exactly in answer to Tom's question. What is the function of that committee? Is it to review or to come up with a feasible model for an advisory board for the police department? And what I heard the minority report saying was that they could not do that without considering the whole structure. So therefore, to me, they are defining the function of that committee. And this is part of the report.
You mean the minority report by Glenn?
Yes.
No, he was saying it should be as Leon's original motion was. That it should not be everything, it should be one thing. That's what Glenn was saying. Yeah. Is that what you meant?
Well, then I misunderstood, but to me this is what the committee is doing now. Defining the function that they were charged with.
Yeah.
And they cannot do it without considering the total spectrum of the whole.
And that should come back, you're saying, as part of
their report, yes.
Right, all right. Anderson?
Mr. Chairman, I've sat here for quite a while now, after a lot of discussion and debate over it. I don't feel that we should debate whether or not we should discuss the whole issue or we should discuss the part of the issue. The thing that we were charged with specifically was that we should go up in a little corner someplace and discuss what we could do to come up with a police review board or a citizen review board as we were charged. Not that it would work, not even that if the dialogue would or would not accept it. The thing that we have been charged with is to just look at it to see if it is feasible, if it will work, what kind of ideas we can come up with. But this doesn't mean that we're just going to chop half of our brain off and just we're not going to consider other things. We are considering other things, but I think our main charge is to come up with a plan that might be feasible to work. I don't think that anyone should get offended, and I don't think Mr. Butler should say that his job is on the line, because we're not here for this purpose. The statement that he read comes to me in the sense that there's a lot of pressure being put on Mr. Butler. I hate that if this is happening, I hate that it is, because I don't think that he's made any statement to the contrary, that anyone can say that he hasn't been fair dealing with us, but he hasn't been too suggestive and he hasn't been too constructive along with the assistant chief there. But we do need these people with us, and I would hate to think that he would drop out just because we can't come up with some kind of workable solution or some kind of statement that would say, well, maybe we do need a police review board. But that doesn't mean that we're going to stop looking at the total society, because once we attack the police department as such, or just even hint that we're going to attack the police department,
we have Mr. Butler himself, a part of the committee down on our neck, the city manager, the mayor, no doubt, the chief, and all the city councilmen are going to be down on it. So we don't just attack the police department per se. This involves the whole structure of city government. But we just want to tickle the police department's feet a little bit to see if this thing will work.
All right, but I think one of the problems, as I see it, and getting back to Tom McJunkin's statement, I think that the way I understand it, we're charging the committee to discuss a quote police review board, and I think as soon as we say police review board, it's a certain idea. We have a structured idea of what a police review board means and what some of us have studied. Now, I don't think this is what the committee is charged to do. They could come back with a review board that includes some of the members of the police department if they want. We don't have to accept that, but I think this is one of the things that we should consider. And when we are charging this committee to do this, I think we should say to them, well, you decide what needs to be done in terms of a police review. Now, we're calling it a police review board, but we can call it something else. That's what I think we're just narrowing it down too much.
You're speaking in favor of the motion to reconsider.
No, oh no. I'm speaking in favor of the motion here, Ed. What I'm saying is I think that the committee should go ahead and discuss the problem. Now, the structure of the police review board should be bannered out in the committee. See, the committee should decide. Now, you may have an idea of what you think it would be a good review board, and so may Don, and so may the other members of the committee. Now, this is what you should discuss.
You're urging a yes vote on the motion.
Can we count
I'm going along with Leon's motion.
Which is a yes vote on the motion.
On Leon.
A yes vote will sustain your position, so
on
well
Leon's
put.
Motion, right.
Anybody's mind.
Don?
Mr. Chairman, we've had a lot of discussion about what we were charged with and all these things, and I don't really think that it's been clarified that we did come back with a recommendation. I'd like to quote out of the minutes, September the 25th, 1968, of the ad hoc committee. It says, a motion was made that the ad hoc committee recommend the formulating of a citizens committee to review any complaints against any governmental agency having jurisdiction in the county of San Diego. This motion was seconded and passed. Now, I think that is a recommendation to a dialogue. And I haven't really heard any discussion
not
on
yet.
The recommendation.
Well, not yet.
Any seconds was, but it wasn't extended back. So let's move on here and get this motion out of the way and
question?
Come back.
Well, he just said, did you read this? Off the question of yes vote, we'll act to rescind the resolution.
Now, let me be sure that I have restated everything here so everyone is clear. The motion we passed earlier, in order to get it clear here, the motion we passed earlier made by Leon was that this body recharged the original committee with its original charge, namely that it come back with a proposal for a citizens review board. Now, that's the motion that was passed a minute ago, a few minutes ago. Another way of saying that, so everyone is clear, is it goes back and do what it was supposed to do in terms of the original charge before it got hung up. Now, another motion has been made that we rescind that. In other words, that this committee consider the structure as just read by Don Davis. Is that fair enough? Is that fair for you?
No, because somewhere along the line, I have running through my mind the word limit in the motion that was passed. That's why I want to hear that motion. You didn't use the word limit now. Now, if you're not going to use the word limit, then I can talk about a police review board as part of a total structure of review, and it would be realistic. But if you're going to say limited to that aspect of review, then that's another thing. Now, what did it say? I want to know. If you're not limiting us to considering only the review of the activities of the police, I don't disagree with it.
No, you throw another monkey wrench in and I have to verify.
Mr. Chairman, it sounds to me as if there's been a misunderstanding of the motion. The motion, and I think other people must have been, was to limit it to Mr. Chairman, was to limit the recommendation, limit the recommendation to this dialogue to the police review board, not the discussion. They could discuss how, and it could involve the city manager, it could involve anybody in the world they want, but the only thing was to limit the recommendation to staff to review board here, police review board.
You do not understand the meaning of the motion to be, that's what he said, Judge.
Well, if we're limited in a recommendation, well, that's limiting the discussion. I'm not going to spend my time discussing something broader than what I can recommend.
Well, why do we discuss everything else but police review board when we're in meetings? See, this is the thing I don't understand. If we're charged to discuss police review board, let's discuss police review board. I've been to all three meetings, and we have never one time sat down and said anything about police review board, and we didn't get off onto something else. It's impossible to talk about just one thing, and you know it. But I will charge you to discuss that particular thing. And every time we go to meetings, we talk about the city manager, we talk about all the people in the community, and we never get to the police review board. And, I mean, I'm not going to give up on this idea. I may give out, but I won't give up. But I think that we should just limit it to formulating a police review board, but that does not close our minds to the idea that we can discuss anything else we want. And if this works, well, maybe we can get a board to investigate Ed Butler or somebody.
Carol, an affirmative vote will allow your ad hoc committee to go back into session and resume its deliberations unvexed and untroubled by the discussion that went forward today.
Call for a question.
Yes, Doug. I didn't say much of a call, but I missed a couple of meetings of the board there. I would go in favor of Leon there rescinding the motion that because this will put us back into the committee, whereby there. I missed those places there where Glenn came out there with his minority report, or it just might be possible that if we all participate that he might come back in a majority report or some type of vehicle by where, I think that's what our original charge was, to devise some type of vehicle that presents this board whereby the chicken can go over to the chicken hawk. So to put this back in committee where we work this out there, I'll vote there in favor of Leon.
Question?
Chris, can we see another hand?
Mr. Chairman, I don't even know what we've been talking about anything. But I would like to make this statement here for those of us that are adverse to whatever we're going to call it in dealing with the police department. The greatest complaints we've had, they've come not from the city manager's office or the election board, or if we have one, a commission, but they've come from the police department. Now, there are people in the community that register their protest against the abuses, and along with that, they say that there is no medium of redress for them, that they feel will even be sympathetic with that problem. Now, those of us that are here talking, we're not the police officer that's down in Southeast San Diego. Now, some of us have walked late hours at night and early in the morning while you were out in La Jolla and places sleep, trying to protect the police officer. I want you to hear what I'm saying. Now, we are just about tired of talking and no action being done to help us in our efforts. I've gotten out of bed and went into certain areas where there were disturbances and things, where police were down there cursing and using all kind of language to black people and beating them in general, and they had no regret. So I can bring you 500 people in here with scars and things on their heads, whether it's police officers. Now, I don't know whether the police officers were right or wrong. I don't know whether the system was right or wrong. But I do know one thing. Those people are tired of those scars. And they are going to pot shot these police officers if there's not something set up where they feel they can go there and get a measure of justice from. Now, you can do what you want to do. I'm telling you what's happening. Now, you can take it for so much information.
I'm not a rabble rouser. I'm not a militant in the sense that the white power structure labels militants. But I have tried to serve a need in the community that I felt someone should serve. See, the chief of police and lieutenant, they know they're not going to be down there when those officers that they send down there get shot down. People are tired of carrying scars. I have a man now that they beat him into submission. The man lost his mind, and then the city came and took it home. And all these are things that you never hear about in these reports. Now, where that man is wanting to know, where can he go? He feels that the power structure turns a deaf ear to him, although they come out and go through some routine matters. But there's still nothing that he feels has been done about this officer. And the same officer comes in. There are a lot of officers that would have been dead 2 years ago had not been for some of us that took it upon ourselves to keep the thing in check. Now, you can take it for so much information, take it for what you want to take it for. But I'm telling you the story like it is. And unless we come up with something, we're going to have confusion. You see, they never put a stop sign up at the street until they have a record somebody get killed. Don't care how many citizens register to protest that we need a stop sign here because the traffic is this way and no one is stopping. But the moment they have a bad wreck and someone is killed, then they come put up a stop sign. Now, it'll be too late to put up a stop sign when you find half a squad of police officers laying in the street dead down there. Now you take it, well, if this is not a threat, it's not a promise, this is what's existing. Now, whether you want to believe it or not, if you don't want to believe it, then let's take it lightly and go on home and sit down. But let them keep beating those black boys down there in that community when they say that they're doing it for nothing. I saw myself. I sat across the street and looked at the police officer come up. And there was only one boy out there. And because he was identified with the Black Panther group, held a black jacket, they didn't know whether he was a Black Panther or not. But they came up and said, all right, move on. And before the boy could even move, they started to punch him in the stomach with the billy clubs, beat him up, gash in his head, took him down there behind the school and took a lot of pictures and things, walked to the hospital, and nothing ever been done about it. Now, these are the things that the black community is talking about. And if something is not done, I don't know what the result's going to be. Now, you take it for whatever you want to take it for.
One more, Artichoke, and then we move on and get the vote on this motion.
Yeah, I like to agree with Lauren Oxley for one thing. I, being a black man, am tired of white, period. Not to the sense where white isn't trying. It's the way of pacifying us. We've been here for 2 years, as you say, and we haven't done a damn thing. And we can be here for another 2 years, and we're going to be on the same subject. Before you get Chief Rowe, Mayor Karen, or Frank Karen, whatever his name is, who's supposed to be the three men who's supposed to be running the city, you have to look at it that black people know that these three men aren't running a damn thing. For one thing, it's your money that's running this city. And you're not going to get no police review board, because Chief Rowe is just the chief. He's another flunky like everybody else who's working for somebody. And until, just like Reverend Austin said, we know you people are moving on us. So while you're constantly moving, we're going to start constantly coming back at you. And if you guys don't come up with some constructive idea, you're in for hell. Let's face it.
All right, let's see if we can get this motion off the ground. You've heard the pros and cons. Is there any need for clarification? Quickly. Yes or no? All in favor of rescinding the original motion, may I see your hand?
I hope the hell you people know what you're voting on.
Thank you. All opposed to rescinding the motion, may I see your hand? The motion carries. It's rescinded. We expect another report from the committee whenever appropriate next time. Now, I'm going to do something we haven't done recently. We did it the first 2 or 3 months. I don't know whether you were finished with your report or not. You had a whole lot of other elements in there that I asked you to kind of
go out for a minute and boil down to this part of it. I realize we haven't even looked at the first item of the agenda. I realize that as well as everybody. I also realize the importance that has been said two or three times of this kind of clarification. I realize that too. I don't know whether you're through with your report, but before I ask you, I'm going to look at the clock and say, can we take, when that hand gets to 15, can we sit back down and stretch a minute and yarn or get a cup of coffee or something for 5 minutes, and I'm going to stand right here, and when that hand reaches 16 after, I'm going to hit on the table and we're going to start again.
Can we start with the agenda then, Mr. Chairman?
Well, let's see, if he tells me the report is not finished, I have to honor that. So we can clarify in the minutes that that's essentially what we accepted by that last motion. Would you read your recommendation again, please?
Mr. Chairman, we did not read the minutes. This is a part of our last minute that Lieutenant Davis is referring to. This is the meeting of the of September the 25th.
It was not your last meeting then?
No, it wasn't the last meeting. But these were minutes that you have not heard. We didn't read the minutes. But now, the statement that he made came out of a discussion. And I will read the preceding paragraph.
Well, as sub-chairman, is it appropriate? If it's not, tell me so.
It was appropriate.
For you to read it and we do anything about it. If it's not, just leave it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not appropriate. We've already
seen
it, yeah.
Thank you. The other before, is that the rest of your committee?
Yeah, that's the rest.
All right. Now, we're sure that we want to close that chapter right now.
Yes, I close it.
Okay, following. The, you're looking at the agenda. We obviously won't get very much of it, but we'll get started. The agenda calls for restatement from the chair regarding the format and procedure for the dialogue. I'll make that short.
Mr. Chairman, are you going to talk about the news release that you have
in here? We have
a thing with the,
sorry, that was the other report. You're right.
Yeah.
Last meeting, we had, the chair was charged to notify the press formally of the decision reached here. We did that same day or the next day, same day. And it's the second page in your, after the agenda, called news release. These are copies. It's there for your information and to fulfill that assignment. We don't necessarily have to read it over. Would you look at it now and see if there is any reaction?
What was published?
It's the news release participants of the City Community Dialogue unanimously passed the motion at last session Friday, September 20, etc.
No. I said, where did we hear it or read it after this was issued?
Oh, did anyone hear any of this on TV, radio, read about in newspaper?
No, and one of the reasons, Ms. Chairman, according to procedure, I'd like for us to forego the agenda until we can get the people who can give us the information that we need, because we'll be talking to ourselves about content. We are not, I don't know whether the people are here that can talk about this.
No, I'll make a statement about it, then, and I can do that at this time.
All right.
Superintendents called me, and Dr. Hall called me, and indicated two things. First, that because they didn't feel they had enough time to prepare a formal report in terms of this agenda, and asked that we notify them of the next time, and they would prepare the report and be here to participate normally in the procedure. They didn't feel they had enough time during this week. So that's
the question. Did the committee notify them concerning the agenda?
Yes, they were notified on the 27th of September.
And then I'd like to move that the present agenda become the agenda of our next meeting, and that the agenda committee be responsible for a follow-up notification to see if they are prepared for it. Because we meet on Wednesday.
It may not be necessary, let me find out. Do you know whether they are ready now for the next 2 weeks?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to say whether they'll be ready by the next time or not, but they can get in touch with the agenda committee and tell them whether they're ready. But George Hall,
yes. According to what he told me, Reverend, it wouldn't be necessary for a motion. He said that if we let him know, he would get prepared and be glad to come back and continue responding to this. He's already told me that he would do that, and I would charge the agenda committee to follow that. Now,
all right. Mr. Chairman,
yes.
The agenda committee, the interim committee, already has a commitment to discuss a very serious problem in San Diego, and we put it off this Friday in hopes that we will be able to bring it to the committee on the 18th. I said a very serious problem, I mean, it's dealing with housing, and those of us who live in certain areas know how serious this problem is, because we are confronted with the problem. And I would like not to carry this any longer. You know, like we want, it's a problem that exists right now, but we waited until we had a prior commitment in the interim committee that we will have this as a part of the agenda on the 18th. So I would hope that we would not. We would not put it off any longer than the 18th.
Let me go back and read that.
I was thinking a great deal, so I might have missed something. But I ran into a counseling problem with a graduate student that had graduated as a counselor at San Diego State and had inquired about, he was a Mexican American, and had inquired about employment in the city schools. Now, the city schools told him he didn't make an application, but the general rule was that they did not hire counselors.
Well, wait a minute, you're talking about this, and we're talking about whether it should be or not.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to be able to stress it on there. I want it spelled out distinctly that be on that committee, because they are not hiring counselors directly, even if they have Mexican-Americans available. They're making teachers advisors.
But you are now talking to the content of this. We want you to say what you're saying at that time, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think they should come in with an answer by that time.
And you're opting for another item be added to the agenda in terms of employment?
That's right. Is it a general hiring practice, a legislative practice, or is it just a local practice? Because the man got a job in another high school.
All right, hold it right there. Agenda committee, what she's suggesting is that you consider, interim committee, adding another area here in terms of hiring in the counseling area. Is that sufficient?
No, I think whether it's legislative practice or, to...
Well, you can't put that. It has to be the general thing you're talking about. See, it may be through legislation, or it may be through...
Well,
or
no, do they hire regular counselors or make teachers counselors?
Right.
Now, does that cover what you were talking about? I hope. All right. Is it clear that the commitment of the interim committee will be carried out?
That's the discretion of the committee, Mr. Chairman. We can't discuss the committee's business here. That's what we have.
The committee would determine that, Mr. Barr.
The chair has no ruling over that.
I just
want the committee
to wait thinking that they'll come back and talk about this. Because the interim committee might very well say that. Now, I'm hopeful that they will.
Well, we have the other problem that we should keep in mind. You see, we started in the summer having education, and we wanted to get it out of the way. We had to break it because of the, if you remember, the vacation. We had the other important item was the police matters. We had to break that. So if you recall those discussions, it was the intent to try to keep a block of activities in the same area until we finally got over that.
Until they decide they want to come here, what you mean?
No. They were here.
They were supposed to be here today.
No, they were here, and we had to stop at that time is what we're saying. Now, to pick it up again for a week and then cut it off again for a week, I think the interim committee should decide. If we're going to deal with education, deal with it, have them here for four sessions, two, one, or whatever, and then get out of that air and go into this housing. I can see that's going to take a long time, and I think it is urgent. So would the interim committee please keep that in mind? Let us know, please.
Carol, can I pinpoint the emergency a little bit?
No, I don't think so. Not on the housing. We recognize it. That's the procedure for the interim committee, I'm saying, to handle. Somebody was about to ask something else. Now, Reverend Oxley, you were talking about
the news release. I assume that you put it on here for discussion.
No, it was here for information, but I mean, discussion if it's appropriate because it was part of our function.
Well, I think it is important we talk about it.
All right, go ahead.
I think the judge raised the question: had anything been done about it? And there was a news, a press conference arranged with the Black Panthers. Now, I think this is the most, this is uppermost in most of our thinking, the Black Panther organization. And I think that we had to forego the newscast because the interviewer was not going into the matter of the function of the original intent of the Black Panther organization, but he went off in dealing with personalities, and I guess it's hard to separate the organization from its original founders. So we had to forego that particular news conference because we didn't feel that the man that was being interviewed was prepared to defend himself against the interrogation of the news report. I said in this light that he took excerpts from some of Mr. Cleaver and these other men. New statements that were made, and he took them completely out of context. He didn't carry the story. Had he carried the story, the overall story, then it would have been appropriate to have the leader of the Black Panther group here interviewed. But he took from it the things that dealt with violence and played that as the paramount role of the Black Panthers, where he stated that the goal of the Black Panthers is to arm 20 million black people, and then he put it in the context of the hassle that Mr. Newton had with the police department in the, and he said, well, this is one indication of him living through, and he took the thing of the march into Sacramento as being another one of the things that was substantial with what he was saying. So I think that we should clear our minds, those of us that are open for discussion, in a constructive way, that we should clear our minds of the things that we are going to attack, and we're going to interview. Because,
well, let's see if we can get some others on there.
All right.
Jim, Mrs. Wade? I heard Reverend Oxley on the topic the other day, and I thought he did an excellent job.
What line were you on, Reverend Oxley?
Thank you, ma'am.
John Ross's topic, wasn't it? Hotline.
Yes,
yeah. I listened to the whole program, and it was excellently done. He's not going to tell you about it, so I'll tell you about it for him.
All right. Well, it was dealing with the same thing, the Black Panthers. Now, as I said, it's hard to separate the leader from the group. Now, this is what the press is playing, that you have a murderer and a rapist at the head, is what they're saying. This is what they're saying. And so, as a result, all others that follow that organization are in similar categories, and that this is a renegade crowd that should be exterminated.
Well, let me stop you right there, Reverend.
And but I'll add this to the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, let me stop you anyway.
Right, okay.
Let me stop you there and take it away from just the Black Panthers, but take it in context of what you said. That was one example of why this was necessary.
Yes.
That is in terms of different viewpoints. Are there any other reactions then? Were there any other experiences where this was handled? One instance was, as a result of this, an interview was set up, as he was saying, but it was not carried through because of the method or the technique of interviewing.
That's right.
Any other experiences with anyone? All right, I will relate one as a result of this. In a similar vein, we were called by one station in terms of possibly doing some kind of special with this. Rosanna, do you want to capsule without identifying the station on that? Where we were called about on Monday following this dialogue, there might be some kind of special airing of another vote point of view, or do you want to mention it?
No. What should
we do? We got a call the day of this, the dialogue was over, about helping to, as we put on the bottom of that, we would be glad to cooperate with them in any way for the implementation of this. Got a call that on Monday, following this dialogue, maybe some kind of special program, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, other than the interview type, interrogation of questions, or I'll call it the Harold Keen type, that kind. Other than that type, might be worked out. It was not Harold Keen, so I just want that understood. It was not. Might be worked out. So we started working with the idea and came up with several possibilities of how different viewpoints may be brought out, not just one time, but on a weekly basis as a vehicle to have other points of view, or points of view expressed. It did not come about that Monday. Since that time, however, we've met with one executive and talked with two others on the phone about bringing into being on a regular basis, some kind of vehicle by which different opinions can be expressed, not as news reporting, but as commentary. That's all we have had feedback on. Another question on this?
Yeah, and I think that in connection with this, I was very much surprised to looking at the vote of the Board of Regents. In dealing with the Cleaver matter, I was very much surprised to see that Mr. Rafferty voted in favor of Mr. Cleaver, given election. Now, I mean, and I'm not being facetious.
Given a lecture or 10 lectures?
Well, he voted in favor of Mr. Cleaver's and also of the other young man at Stanley...
Murray.
Murray. Now, this is a good indication of objectivity, regardless of what we branch. A lot of times we label people with a whole lot of labels that we're not quite sure of what our label is really is. I think we should get into this matter. And actually, when Mr. Rafferty, is he in town?
No, he was here last week.
Well, get him back down here because he's looking for some votes. And set up a...
Why don't you endorse this?
I just wanted to someplace else you could tell him to go besides. Yeah, we all closed against Mr. Rafferty. That is unfortunate. We didn't do anything about it when he went against Mr. Kegel in the primaries. So we got him in the, into the general election. Now we got to figure out who we're going to get in. We don't know whether Mr. Krantz is going to be any better now. But,
what is the ball game about today,
Rafferty? He's covered all bases.
What I'm saying is, we're going to go in. I think we should set up some news conferences with people that look at both sides of the thing. Now, and I still can't get it clear in my mind. I mean, I can't get it out of my mind. And I may sound as though I'm going back another way or some other way.
Yeah, I'm going to get on to another topic in a minute.
All right. Well, you better go ahead before I say what I'm going to say.
Okay.
You wait, I won't say it. I'll listen.
The time is after 11:30. I see no need in trying to open up any other topic. Is there any, and we'll stop in a few minutes, is there any other person who has anything you want to bring up in this general area today so we don't start in 20 other directions right now and just end this one today the way we've carried it?
I have a question for just information. What exactly is the ad hoc committee supposed to do?
I wish you'd talk to the chairman.
I hear the man. The whole meeting is all here.
Let me explain my question. Okay. My question is, after you rescinded the primary motion, are they charged with the initial motion that you made two meetings ago, which said they were supposed to form a police review board?
No, that's what they rescinded. That is what.
First, we have read the motion that was passed at the ad hoc committee as to what we were going to do. Now, is that that's where we are?
Yeah, that's what we passed.
Let me see that a minute, please, Don. Maybe the wording here is sufficient then to cover it. Or is it idiot?
Yeah, in that last sub paragraph,
about halfway, a motion was made.
This is essentially the
exercise.
Hold on just a moment, please. Let's be sure that we've satisfied his request.
Now, are you taking action on this recommendation from these minutes?
No.
No, we just
voted. That's what the charge is now. That's all we said. No action, no motion. That's what the charge is now. No motion, no nothing. That's what the charge is.
Mr. Chairman, I want to speak to that. Now, this is good evidence. Now, this man has been here all morning, and he don't even know what's happening. He's a newspaper reporter. So once before, we had a program called Communication is a Two-Way Street. We found it necessary to establish dialogue with the news media and television. And this is an indication that we definitely need this, because this man has been here all morning and he don't even know what happened. He's asking us the last of the meeting, what should he report?
That's good communication, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's good communication. But at the same time, we need communication as a two-way street, another dialogue with the news media.
I'd like to say this, though. I think we ought to appreciate the fact that this reporter is going out
there. I do appreciate the fact, Gerald. I do appreciate the fact.
Before he reports anything.
I do appreciate the fact.
That's right. This is an example of
both this. But it still signifies the necessity for this kind of a thing to happen, because the fact still there that here is a news reporter to report an event, and at the last of the event, he's still asking questions about something happened 15 to 25
years. Well, I think it indicates that also that we are in such a state of confusion, we don't know what we're doing. How in the hell do you expect for him to know what he's doing?
I think Bullard, if we take the essence of your message, I think Ernie would appreciate what you said.
What I was doing.
Okay. Your hand was up. Oh, I'm sorry, Don. Yeah, go ahead, then we'll get to Don.
I was going to say the same thing, and I think I will reiterate it, that in all the time that we've been here in 2 years, that's the first time I have ever known of a newsman to clarify or ask to have something clarified. And I think that's progress.
I'd like to applaud the newsman. Communication is a two-way
street. Yeah, you're saying this is an indication of that.
This is an indication of that.
Congratulations, you're going to ruin my objectivity.
Now let's go get political. Oh, that reminds me of something we talked about several times. Do you know there have been many reporters in here, and most of us don't even know who they are?
Yeah.
And I don't think that's good either, as been pointed out several times. Why don't you tell us who you are, who you're with, and your name, so we can get to know you? We won't ruin your objectivity.
My name is Andrew Macaruska, and I work for the San Diego Union.
Isn't that some name, Macaruska?
Macaruska.
Say it again, please.
Macaruska.
What's your first name?
Andy Mac. People can say, or new African names, they can say an old Ukrainian.
All right, now we have a reporter back here.
Well, I'm new to you also. I'm Nikki Pearson from KFMB, and I'd like to get to know as many of you as I can, because I can't always see you. You're in corners when you say things. I don't know your name, so I can't
hold you back in front of me. We didn't know. I'm not yet here. He's taking another role today. Would you tell us who you are? You've covered so many meetings, so these people know who you are when they see the byline.
Frank Saldana, or Saldania, however you want it.
Say it again, please.
Saldania?
Frank?
Frank?
Who
is? Evening Tribune, you know.
We got another green sheet.
Another reporter here.
Yeah, I'm Monty North of the Evening Tribune, and I'm overseeing Frank.
You overseeing Frank? Well, now, both of you overseeing and Ernie?
We're both overseeing.
And this one is Monty. You know who this is?
Channel 10, but I'm sorry I'm late. I hear I should have been here sooner.
Yep. Any other reporter?
Are there any dialoguers here?
All right, Don, right here, you were about to say something.
I was just going to ask if there's going to be any type of if there's going to be any type of dialogue or discussion there on the editorial by Mr. Briggs, some type of position that the dialogue is going to take or something like that. Or something to maybe explain or clarify there. Impression that he might have gave that this community in its
room. I think
there's so much information because we have been. I think so much information we have been given the task of covering some of these matters, and I think our report will reflect. I don't think Mr. Brace's report. Will have any effect other than, as we stated first, Mr. Brace should be here and acquaint himself with the procedures that are going on in the dial and not take them from what someone else said. And we also stated that we were pleased with his concern, because we haven't had his concern before. And I think it's a good indication that now we have not only Mr. Keene, but we have Mr. Brace, who are editorializing the some of the procedures of the dialogue, which he feels is of paramount importance.
I'd add one thing to that. Ask him to read the latest issue of Time magazine.
Mr. Bray. Yeah, well,
he's uptight and right.
I know he's uptight and right. That's why I keep texting him.
In other words, that's an invitation to the media.
Mr.
Bray,
Don has about it. I didn't ask me if I would, but I
I have to pull out in order if it's going to be an official statement or not.
But if anything, I would like to move that this be an official statement of dialogue. We commend Mr. Bray for his concern
and me
in the dialogue, but I think before and farther we stated that he should put in his appearance so he can get first-hand information, not second information, because all he's talking about is truly premature.
May I just mention one thing before we look at that? I'm not sure that everyone here even heard the editorials, even know what they're about, even know what your topic is, before we take any kind of motion on it. Obviously, we know. We get all the editorials, and we hear them most of the time. But I'm not sure everyone here even knows what you're talking about, Doug. Reverend Oxley mentioned it earlier, too. But since he didn't bring it back up, I assumed that he was not going to handle it today, which was, you know, all right. But I'm not sure they know what you're talking about. Now, if he brought it up first, if you want to read it, and then have them handle it in some way, I think that's more appropriate than asking this group to take any action because they don't know what it is.
I'll give it to the chairman.
No, but you don't understand. Carol Whelan gave me this
one. Well, it's one thing if you set for Clayton Brace. Instead of sending a boy, he sends a girl.
Well, I'd rather see a woman any day.
Where?
Natalie.
Oh, Natalie.
He's much prettier than he is anyway.
Carol, I'd like to request, not a form of a motion, just make a request that someone in CIC take the equal time prerogative that they have and respond to the editorial that Clayton Brace made on October 1st.
Good idea. Carol,
yes?
Can I just ask for that as part of the CIC board? CIC has already set up an executive committee meeting in order to discuss just this. So that's in the machinery. But that's a response which I feel as the Citizens Interracial Committee, as an agency, we have to make. If the dialogue did anything, that's in a separate compartment.
I think we should leave it in the hands of the
committee. I think if CSC is handling it, there's no case for us to get involved.
Because in this article, there is a direct attack on CIC, and what he's actually implying here is that if CIC was functioning in its capacity, then you wouldn't have any need for a police review board. This is actually what he's saying.
In other words, he's saying be a police review board.
Yeah, be a police review board. Take them out in your hand and say, out of the years that you've been in existence, you've only processed, 13 cases. This is what he's really saying. And I think, and this is a quote from the chief of police. I don't think it's all on Mr. Brace.
Right.
Chief of police gave this information. This is information that was sent from the police department because he states it here.
This is not the first time Mr. Brace made a similar statement, so.
Well, Mr. Brace is a...
I like the new. I've been termed as one-level intimidating personality, but I still would like to remind Mr. Brace that his facilities is in our community.
Whatever that means.
All right. Did that answer your question, Bob? All right. May I suggest then that those who don't know or haven't seen your editorial, will they just send it out if you call, Natalie? They will mail out any editorial you wish to you. Just call up. Call up and answer an editorial. Natalie, you wanted to say something?
Well, I'm going to suggest if there is a group meeting now, equal time here to answer this. I'd be very anxious to, because obviously this is answering a news story I had on the air, so I'm very anxious to
get
facts brought forward if they're available.
I would suggest two things then. Inasmuch as this is in reply to her as dialogue, the dialogue decides whether or not it wants to reply, because CIC will take an official position over there. That is, officially, the agency will handle it, as the president has mentioned.
Yeah, well, as the chairman of the, as the committee members from the CIC committee is a part of the dialogue, they've already planned to do that, so it's in their hands. We have no, well, this is just one person speaking. I don't think we have any official function to duplicate what CIC is always doing.
Any other
attack, not on the dialogue, but on CIC itself.
That's right.
All right. So then we'll have to get with you after our board has taken official action, and then we'll follow that. Again, those who want a copy, you can call the station itself, and they will send out a copy of the editorial. Any other things? Oh, done. I'm about to still ignore it.
Earlier, Mr. Butler referred to this informational bulletin in regard to police review board. It's rather lengthy, although I would prefer not to read it. I would like to have it placed in the minutes for the dialogue group to examine at the next dialogue release.
So you want that in the committee?
Which will move in the minute.
No, I want it in the community dialogue, not necessarily the committee.
Reproduced in its entirety and attached to the minutes.
I so move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposes? It's done. Copy to the a runoff and attach it to the minutes.
The final announcement is, you have one of these in front of you. I think this is a rather historic step in this city. We've talked about it once before. Those of you who don't have Channel 15 may go over and get some beer and other things if you wish with your friends and watch this on Channel 15. Let us know what you think of it. Also, we have some education. We put together in our office some special reports on education. It's not completely in its final form, but it's available now. NCIB's office. You may get as many as you want. How many do we have together already?
We'll have
200
by this
afternoon. You may get them from our office. It's called Special Report on Education, Privacy Compilation.
Friday what?
How much is the price? 50 cents a dollar free.
Free.
It's
a sense of copy.
Well, we'll put a price on it by the time you get there. it's free as far as I know. I don't know about the mailing charges, the handling charges, like we charge the 27 cents and that kind of thing. You are not... see. Black Power. You're not quite sure about Black Power Talk? Want to hear competent speakers explain it? Want to have a chance to ask them questions? Then you're the one we had in mind when we schedule a series of meetings on, quote, Black Power, why, now, end of quote. When? Sundays in October and November. Sundays in October and November, 10:30 a.m. Where? Calvary Presbyterian Church, 39th and Franklin. Who? October 6th will be Walter Kadumo, co-chairman of US. October 13th, David Crippen, San Diego State College EOP official. October 20, Clarence Irving, editor, The Voice. Announcement. Please. Clay, 39th and Franklin, Calvary Presbyterian Church, Six Gables Church. Is that an open meeting? Was it in the papers, open meeting for the Black Panther Man tomorrow? Or Elvis Cleaver? Okay, if not.
Hold it. I want to mention the woman.
It's not open meeting at UCSD.
Okay. That's the woman senator from Texas who's coming here.
See you in 2 weeks.
He goes.